As I mentioned a little bit earlier, and you can also see on our Facebook page, which is /KC107.7. Joining me on the line is Leighton Lucas. He's one of the talented voices behind the local group Jackal the Bones. You might have heard of that name, obviously, doing rounds in and around your area. You might remember the previous tracks like Runaway, something about. They're back with a brand new EP, back with new music, and it's going to be promising to be even more musical magic. Leighton, thank you so much for hanging out with me this afternoon on Drive. How's it, buddy?
Bad, my friend. I'm good, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. I'm still traumatized from that 30 seconds, though, but I'm good, brother. We'll make it happen again very soon, but let's get into it, buddy. Tell us about this brand new EP. What can we expect in terms of sound and theme, buddy?
Great. Oh, well, first of all, just hello, good afternoon to all the Radio KC faithful listeners out there. It's good to be back. It's been a while since I've been on KC. Like Brad's mentioned, we've got a EP coming up, Jackal the Bones, our debut EP. It has been a long time, like you mentioned, since our debut and then sophomore singles.
Yeah.
And this is now our debut EP. In terms of sound, and there's a story about this, we'll get into a bit of it, but the sound is quite a departure from what we did before. I think our first single, Something About, was very pop, and it was great for us to just get it out there. It did really well on Radio KC's charts. It played on a couple of other mostly digital radio platforms actually across the world. I think Britain, there were a couple of stations in Australia and then across the country.
Yeah.
So it was great to get that exposure. So a very pop-orientated song, catchy, sort of earworm in a good way. And then the follow-up single, Runaway, was a little bit more towards the jazzy kind of a feel. I was on vocals on the second single. Fahmida Besta was doing vocals for us at the time of the first single.
Yeah.
So we've carried on that trajectory. Some of the personnel has changed, and the sound of the band has sort of moved very, very much towards, let's call it fusion jazz.
I think
calling it jazz would be a bit of a overstatement. I've got lots of friends that are actual jazz musicians. There's a difference.
Yeah.
These guys are very academically trained in jazz, so I won't call myself a jazz musician in that sense.
Right.
But pop jazz, fusion jazz, I think that's sort of where we are moving towards and where we want to be.
And how important is it to sort of like rediscover the sound that's kind of worked for you in this industry? Is it very important to always be mindful and conscious of what's happening around you so that you can adapt your sound? And when is the right time to kind of just stick to your own musical identity and not change it too much?
That is interesting, because we are a full live band. There's no digital stuff. So it's a full drum set, actual drum set, actual guitars, amps, old school.
Yeah.
And that is, you would know this very well. And I think most people are aware of the fact that most music playing on the radio, pop music at the moment, is sort of fairly, has moved away from that quite a bit. So there isn't a full live band behind most of the songs that we hear on the radio, which is cool. And I like some of those things as well. But my passion is with actual live instruments. And so you have to put yourself in a space where you decide what is more important. Is it more important to move with something that's going to get you towards more airplay, for example, sticking with where the crowd is moving, or do we make something that makes us happy, that feels good for the band? And I think we've moved more that way towards what we are feeling, rather than trying to be formulaic about it and say, okay, this is what works in pop at the moment.
Yeah.
Let's try to push ourselves into that box. I don't think we're ever going to do that. I've said this to many people before. If I'm happy with the music that we're putting out there and the band's happy with the music, I think we'll find our audience. And in the digital age, that audience can be all over the place, all over the world, frankly. So I think we're just doing that at the moment. And we're still quite fresh, so we're still actually trying to find what our sound really is. But for the most part, as long as we enjoy the music, I think we'll find an audience for it.
Lovely stuff, man. My brothers, talk to us about the inspirational setup behind you when you guys are writing songs as a group, or do you write it individually? How does that work, and how do you typically approach creating music together?
Okay, so this EP, the debut EP, would be the first time that I've sort of been a little bit more collaborative. I've been playing music for a long time and writing music for a long time myself, and been in several music projects. And Jackal the Bones only started in 2017. So with those two singles, the previous two, those are songs that sort of been written at least lyrically and thematically, and maybe a bit in, of the music had sort of been conceptualized before the band even came together, right? So those projects were brought to the band sounding in a certain way already, and the band sort of brought the instrumentation to it. So it wasn't really collaborative, if I can put it that way. But this EP very much is so. So I'll doodle around. Usually what happens is I'll doodle around on the guitar and whatever, and then I'll find something and say, okay, this sounds cool, let me develop it a bit, and before I get too far with it, I'll send it to the band and I'll say, what do you guys think of this? And then in our rehearsals, if we're rehearsing for the gig, for example, once we've done the work of preparing for the upcoming gig, I'll say, okay, I've got a couple of ideas, let's just see what happens. And that's sort of how most of the songs have come about on the EP, and there are more songs in the works. These are just the three that are done, or the four that are done, that's on the EP. But that's sort of our collaborative process, and that's mostly for the music. I'm the only lyricist in the band.
Yeah.
I'll lean on other members for, let's say, maybe themes and stuff, but for the most part, I write the lyrics, I do the vocals. And that's a different process. I find it very hard to say, okay, I'm going to sit down, write music and write lyrics.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that for me. I write something, the music will pretty much be done, or the lyrics will be done. One of the two will happen first, completely independently of the other.
Yeah.
And then I'll after, okay, we might be able to go together and then see if I can move it around. Sometimes you add an extra phrase or take out a couple of words to shorten a phrase and whatever to make it fit the music. So that's my process. So the music is very collaborative at the moment, which is great, which is always what I wanted to have. But the lyrics is quite personal to me, because I'm putting myself and sort of like my experiences out there into words, and getting it to the band and seeing if they dig it, and usually they do.
Oh, you know what, my brother, some of the best music to come out that stays with us for a very long time is songs that come from a very personal space. Those are the kind of songs that are most powerful. So where can fans get their hands on the people that are following you, especially on the socials? When can we get our hands on this EP, and what are the plans for live performances and launches in the near and foreseeable future?
Awesome. Yeah, so the EP, for anyone that's gone through the process of actually putting out their music themselves, it's quite an ordeal. You don't get a fixed timeline, you get a sort of estimate of when your music will be out. So the music is with the distributors. I can't put a hard date on when it will be available, but it is with the distributors. So I've got my fingers crossed, and I hope everyone out there's got their fingers crossed that the EP comes out next week. When it is out, it will be on all streaming platforms at the same time. So it'll go to YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all the rest of them, Deezer, and all of these things that you've never heard of. It will be on all of them.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will be early next week, or by the end of the month, is what I promised at my last gig. So that's as far as the distribution of the music is concerned, and when that will be available. And please go and follow the band on, we are available on, because we've got two singles out on all of those, Spotify, Apple Music. You can go and follow us there. You should get a notification when the music comes out if you do. As far as social media is concerned, we are on all the major platforms. We're quite active on Facebook, so you can go and find us, Jackal the Bones. That's JAKKAL, Jackal the Bones, on Facebook, on Instagram. That's mainly where we sort of do our thing. Facebook is very good for seeing when we are doing gigs and so on. And there's merch available and such. I'm a little bit on the older side, so the Instagram thing for me doesn't quite work. I'm trying to get myself into it, or maybe, I don't know, guide my sister to do it for me.
Yeah.
But we are on Instagram as well, and then there are a couple of things floating around Facebook, but it's not a really active account over there. Twitter, we don't have a Twitter. I don't think that's really a thing that clicks with what the band wants to be doing.
Right.
And then as far as gigs is concerned, this coming Saturday, so tomorrow, the 21st of June, we are playing back at Mojo Market in Seapoint, one of our favorite venues to play. We'll be playing from about 6 till about 8 p.m. You can catch us out there. Entry is free. Children are welcome. It's a massive marketplace with loads of food and drink specials, all sorts. It's a very, very cool venue. We'll be back there in July. So the next two gigs is probably just going to be Mojo Market. And then there'll be updates on the social media. If there's anything else in terms of other gigs, I'm also trying to do a bit of a break. We were quite busy earlier in the year, and now that the EP is sort of out of my hands, I feel a little bit freed up to work on some new stuff, because like I said, there's always music cooking in my head.
Yeah.
I want to actually be working on the next EP already, so that's what we're looking like at the moment. Confirmed for tomorrow at Mojo Market in Seapoint, and then keep an eye on the socials. Probably, I think it's the, let me check my calendar and not say the wrong thing, I think on the 19th of July, which is pretty much a month from now, we'll be back at Mojo Market, and in between, just keep your eye on the social media, and there'll be updates there if we're doing any other gigs.
Absolutely wonderful, Leighton. Thank you so much, my brother, for hanging out this afternoon over the phone, if only for a few minutes. We appreciate it, and we're absolutely excited to hear the full EP from Jackal the Bones that's going to be dropping soon. And of course, wish you guys everything of the best with the gigs over the weekend and everything in the future, and continue to share your sound with the world as you guys have always done so brilliantly. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate you guys, Radio KC, and everyone that's listening. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Leighton. Have a good day, brother. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, you too.
Thanks.
Yes, bye.
Bye. That is Leighton joining me over the phone from Jackal the Bones. Here's one of the most recognizable songs to date, Runaway.
You make me wanna run away with you. Make me fall in love is what you do.
the Bones. Jackal the Bones. That one is called Run Away. You can catch them on Facebook and on Instagram. Follow them so that you make sure that you know exactly what's going to be happening next, as I look forward to a great weekend, of course, where they're going to be performing in Cape Town, I believe, Leighton said, tomorrow on Saturday. And then great music still coming up in the foreseeable future, especially that EP. Thank you so much for hanging out over the phone right here on KC Drive, my brother. Really appreciate that. We have a couple of minutes to go before the top of the hour. News coming up, sports. Look out for three of the best coming up a little bit later. It's Friday. We have a really cool funky mix coming up to build up towards the show with my man DJ Daddy Spartan. That's coming up between 6 and 9 o'clock. If you're driving, please take it easy in terms of Cape Town, CBD and freeways. Roads are clear with no emergency alerts. We're definitely seeing early signs of afternoon peak, obviously. So we're getting those 10K drives now, average about 22 minutes, I think, but no incidents to report. For Stellies, of course, all clear at the moment, no traffic issues, though volumes are picking up, of course, very, very lightly and, fairly decently as commuters are heading out. It's Friday afternoon, people are going to be heading out for the weekend. Of course, Wellington still smooth sailing at the moment, no crashes or delays as far as we know. If you have an update for Wellington, for the roads there, please let us know if you're heading to Wellington. For Paarl, traffic remains free flowing, of course, with no interruptions. We have another update for you guys coming up very soon. Safe travels on the road. It's Casey Drive right here with me.